From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. There are blood and guts on Wall Street, metaphorically, of course, but that's not the only stain this ongoing crisis has left. Some politically conservative red states are turning blue. Plus, Chicago's sheriff says he's not going to evict rent-paying tenants from foreclosed properties. For more on this week's headlines, we're going to start our conversation with Deirdre Childress. She's the editor of the Philadelphia Inquirer's Weekend Magazine. How are you?
I'm great today. How are you?
So tell me a little bit about what you think of this move that has been making just a huge amount of headlines, that the sheriff in Chicago basically says, if you are a rent-paying tenant, you should not be thrown out by his officers.
Well, I think that people who have been renting have been paying in good faith. And I think that it's emblematic of the problems in our country right now, because we are not giving people the grace that they deserve. If someone's been paying their mortgage and they've been paying their rent, and then they can't even have a few months to get themselves together to get moved out. In a lot of these cases in Chicago, people had no idea that they were paying their rent to someone who was not making their mortgage payments. And I think it kind of underscores some of the problems that we're going to have. And one in particular is the issue of homelessness and how it's increasing because our economy is failing right now.
Well, let's take a little bit of listen to Sheriff Thomas Dart speaking on CNN.
We're seeing more people renting homes and renting condos than ever. And what's happening now is they are paying all of their rent. They're paying all of the things that they're supposed to do. They're paying on time. And then all of a sudden, someone shows up at the door and says, listen, you and your family are out on the street today. And we're seeing that time and time again. And they have no notice. They have no anything. Mm-hmm. And this is an example of where the banking industry has not done any of the work they should do. It's a piece of paper to them. And these poor people are seeing everything they own put out on the street.
Deirdre, I'm actually going to bring someone else in. Cynthia Pryor Hardy has a talk show, On Point with Cynthia, that airs from Columbia, South Carolina. How are you doing, Cynthia?
Hi, Brian. Thank you for having me again today, and hello, Deirdre.
So what about this case of the Cooks County Sheriff saying, mm-hmm. I'm not evicting people?
You know, at a point, people's human side just comes out. You know, we're in such a mess right now, and you know, it's one of those things where the whole system has run amok. And, you know, I think it'd be hard-pressed to not find other people in law enforcement that might take a similar stance, just simply because it's a situation that seems to be out of control.
How are things going in your area, in and around Columbia, in terms of foreclosures? Have they ramped up, slowed down, stayed the same since we came out and visited you during the primary season?
Since you were here during the primary, it's increased a lot. You know, people are distressed and, you know, they don't really know what to do. Credit is drying up. So not only are they looking at the value of their homes decreasing, they're also looking at not having very many options, not very many alternatives for doing anything to adjust what they have currently. And so as a result, they're in a pickle. They're in a real pickle. People are very, very frustrated. You know, we all heard and we all felt it when we heard about the woman in her 90s that took matters into her own hands and shot herself because she was so distraught over being evicted. Well, you can imagine how law enforcement must feel having to go and turn someone like that out of their homes, realizing that this is the little man. This isn't the person that's responsible for the mess that we have, but it's certainly one of the casualties. So yeah, we've got problems down here in South Carolina.
Deirdre, Pennsylvania is one of these big swing states. People are courting Pennsylvanians' votes. How is the mortgage crisis playing out with people's perceptions?
I think that it really is hurting people in their pocketbook, and I think, as she was just saying, there are not a lot of options once you hit rock bottom anymore. There's no place to go. Across the river, right in Sicklerville, New Jersey, which has the highest foreclosure rate in this area, my brother lives in that area, and he actually tells me that you can just drive through and see the number of homes that have been foreclosed on. They moved into a new neighborhood about 5 years ago where they knew all their neighbors. They were all excited. And now, one by one, we see these homes that were valued at $400,000 turning over, and there's a couple instances where two or three families are living in those homes.
So what about the political ramifications of this? Are you getting any signs, and I'm going to go to you first, Cynthia, that this crisis has been strengthening the Democrats' hands? Because when you look at these election maps, you're seeing that a lot of the swing states across the nation seem to be going into the Democratic territory.
You're absolutely right. And even some of the states that are not characterized as swing states, we are still characterized as a red state. But I think you got to watch South Carolina. You know, the Democrats are really hoping to ride this tide of Obama and ride this tide of uncertainty. And you're seeing people line up all over the place. A number of people are beginning to predict in South Carolina that our Republican-dominated state might be turned on its ear, because what you're looking at is a movement that's being fueled by this terrible, terrible economy, and people don't know. They're fretful, and they recognize that they feel a little helpless in the situation to get something changed or done because they've trusted for 8 years in something that didn't work. And so, I don't know, it'll be interesting to see how this national movement that is occurring across our country actually impacts states like South Carolina. You know, Pariah, our Republican chairman told the National Republican Party that they didn't need any money being spent in South Carolina because they could deliver South Carolina for McCain in November. Well, you know, I don't know that they feel as strongly as they do with the last couple of weeks with the economic indicators being what they are. So I think it's anybody's, you know, I think it could go, and I think a lot of states could turn. Certainly South Carolina, one that people have thought was definitely in the R column, might not be.
Deirdre, what have you seen in terms of the final push to the elections? We're doing a month-long series on elections, talking about voter registration, talking about new voters, which you'll hear more about in just a few minutes. What kind of trends have you seen overall about what make this election different from 4 years ago or 8 years ago?
I think just the unpredictable elements, as Cynthia was just saying, the states that turned over that you don't expect, the campaigning that you don't expect. If you look at the map from September 21st, in the last few weeks, Obama has picked up a lot of states that previously were won by George Bush in 2004. States like Virginia, North Carolina, possibly Ohio and Nevada. And I think that's really interesting. And what we're seeing in Pennsylvania is tomorrow is going to be called the Pennsylvania Saturday. Obama's going to be in four neighborhoods. He's going to be talking to people that don't usually have access to politics. He's going to really tour Philadelphia, which, you know, has always called itself a city of neighborhoods. Then as the weekend moves on Sunday and Monday, we'll have both the Clintons coming to Pennsylvania, to Scranton, to Joe Biden's hometown to talk to folks. And then we have a big battleground Saturday in the city when McCain and Sarah Palin are here. In particular, Sarah Palin is going to drop the puck at the Flyers game home opener tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So the quintessential hockey mom is coming to Pennsylvania. So there's a lot of states that are still in play, or people believe there's a chance that they can be swung in. I think that's going to be what's really interesting over the next 3 weeks or so.
Let's cycle back to the economy. Cynthia, you own a small business, a media business, with your husband. Have you been affected personally?
Oh, I think that the uncertainty is what's affecting people more than anything now. My husband is fond of saying to me and other business owners, don't panic. When you see the indicators as they are, stay steady. And the reason Jim says that is because we see the run that we have right now, on the market. And when that occurs, everything is helter-skelter. We are concerned about our levels of credit, because we run a full-service advertising agency. We buy billboards. You know how expensive media is to buy. You know, so oftentimes we have to float debt, and you got to keep your inventory up, and you got to keep your employees paid. And a lot of times, even though you are well-capitalized, the cash flow is something that you have to be concerned about. And quite frankly, people don't pay on time when the economy is bad. They hold on to the money longer than they normally do, so the money kind of chugs along as opposed to flowing very, very fluidly. And so, yes, we're seeing it. We don't anticipate having to make any major changes right now, but I can tell you, we're hunkering down. We are getting rid of space that we don't need. A storage room that costs $500 can be eliminated because you can stick that stuff under your desk.
Right. Time to be practical.
That's right.
Deirdre, what about on your side? You're not running your own business, but you are dealing with the fact that you work in an industry that's not a lot of margin right now, the media industry. Have you seen any signs, not necessarily where you work, but among the media companies that you and your friends work at, that things are going to tighten up a bit?
Oh, they're definitely tightening up. You know, just today, I'm the national secretary for the Black Journalists. And just today on our listserv, people were talking about ideas and ways to pull together to get freelance work.
Wow.
Nobody is counting on being in, you know, a national media giant for all of their career anymore. They're figuring out how to get the basic parts of their lives together piecemeal, you know, a little bit of money from this publication, another little bit of money from that publication. And we're going to have to get together and figure out how to reinvent ourselves. I'm on a panel that's working on that issue right now. And what I realized is that it's not just journalists. It's that people in America, in many jobs and many walks of life, have to figure out how to capture some of the things that we need to change and how to make them change for you. And I think reinvention is going to be a big buzzword and very important as we look at how our country changes, how our industry changes, and then we look at our place in the global economy.
Absolutely. Well, ladies, thank you and have a great weekend.
Always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Deirdre Childress, the editor of the Philadelphia Inquirer's Weekend magazine. She's also the national secretary for the National Association of Black Journalists. She joined us from Audio Post Studios in Philadelphia. And South Carolina talk radio host Cynthia Pryor Hardy of On Point with Cynthia. She joined us from the studios of WLTR in Columbia, South Carolina.